July 2009. I came to Shahjo Rock Academy for the first time.
July 10th, 10 a.m.
And Sain Juman asked me to sing.
I could not pronounce the Sindhi words well, but sang with my full voice.
An elderly man sitting there smiled at me and said, "Agar ishq hai to seekh logi. All you need is love and inspiration to dance." Sain Juman, my teacher, said to me the first day, "From today you are my disciple and I am your guru. And from today, your previous life was for yourself. But now, your life is complete.
And from today, after learning this rag, you have entered a new world. Today is your first day in this world.
After you learn this, who knows what kind of colors you would see, what kind of visions and divine messages will be given to you. I'm telling you in advance that you are very fortunate."
Later on, when I showed progress,
he would say, "Aaj ek aur hijab utha." That is, today another veil was uplifted. In Sufi theosophy, God is hidden from human because human nafs is like a tarnished mirror.
According to Sain Juman, Shahjo Rag is inside every human being, and the work of the ustad teacher was to unveil it for the disciple. I'm taking off my shoes at the entrance of the shrine of Shah Abdul Latif Bhittai. I'm being taken to the inner courtyard where Shahjo Rag, the poetry and music of the saint, is being sung. I'm a special guest and sitting in front of the musicians. Next to me there are a few girls in their late 20s maybe, head uncovered, hair completely open, head bowed down, banging their fists on the ground, moving their head sideways in a sitting dhamal or dance. A woman tells me these girls are possessed. One girl strikes her glass bangles on the floor and it breaks into pieces. But she keeps stamping her wrists until it bleeds. Another girl is making strange sounds, as if talking from another world. And yet,
Baba, master, fakir, master, Baba.
Spirits. Had not thought about them in a long time. Until the other day I was standing under a tall oak tree, recording some sounds, when a dog started barking at me from behind. I withdrew. It may sound funny, but I actually wondered if the dog felt there was an evil spirit in the tree and was trying to warn me. When I was young, my aunt would say there are spirits living in the trees and they get disturbed if you go near it. And if they are upset, they will possess you, she would warn us. In Bollywood horror films that I grew up watching, dogs could sense evil spirits right away. Maybe it is the sound of the wind or people's deep belief in the spirits here that bring back forgotten ways of thinking.
Thank you.